from WUWF Public Media.
Welcome to Acoustic Interlude Sessions, a podcast featuring performances and interviews with local, regional, and nationally known artists recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Billy Howell is a guitarist, teacher, composer, and performer. Over the years, he's founded multiple bands and performed solo in venues, concert halls, and festivals throughout the United States. We recorded Billy Howell in WUWF's Studio A.
This song is sometimes you write things, and at least I do, about how I feel musically, and this takes me back to a time in my life where I was really enjoying my surroundings, and I wrote it in a really peaceful and tranquil place.
Thank you.
Yeah. Billy Howell, direct from our studio A at WUWF. I'm John McDonnell. A couple of nice tunes.
Thank you, man.
I love Freight Train so much. Yeah. I learned that as a kid on a guitar. I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
It, you know, it's timeless, and it's, you know, it's an amazing tune, and it helps, you know, for like a situation like this, it really helps to, when you go into familiar territory, just as a musician, you start off and Freight Train, it's just always, you're always going to keep going, right? The whole song is about just keeping, you know, keep
exactly,
on going.
Yeah.
And then so it kind of sets the mood for the rest of the gig. I like playing Freight Train a lot for more than just it being a good song, but really just what it represents musically, right?
Yeah. You said right at the beginning you're just going to noodle around to do a couple of tunes on the guitar. Do you do that a lot, you know, just for relaxation or?
When I get a chance to, for years I've performed, you know, instrumental gigs, lots of solo gigs, where I just go to a restaurant and say, hey, you know, I'll play, feed me or whatever.
You know? And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. And if you like it, then, you know, we'll renegotiate and maybe I can pay some bills. I don't know why I do it. I just know that I can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to play every day. I mean, I need to play 3 or 4 hours a day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I have to. I've got permanent, not only permanent grooves in my calluses. You know, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you do, you know, when you sit down, say you're home from a hard day at the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you pick up the guitar. Is it like original stuff that just pops into your head, or do you start with maybe like a familiar tune and, you know, just kind of go from there?
Well, I tell you what, lately it's been, I've been focusing solely on flat picking, like bluegrass and diving.
Yeah. You were telling me. Yeah.
Yeah. So diving into bluegrass and lots of metronome work, lots of, so it's like really structured. Listen, you know, playing along to Tony Rice records, you know, doing a lot of cross picking, David Greer stuff. And, it, you know, if I tried it now, it just would be horrible. But you turn on the metronome and, you know, you get it going. It's click, 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 you know. You know, whatever. And you just do, I mean, for an hour, you know, an hour, you're doing three, you know, sets of three strings and your brain is toast by the end of that hour. And then you take a break and then go back. And I haven't been focusing on writing anything original because I'm really learning a lot of technique. But that comes when you're, you know, I've assimilated it all, and then I can sit back.
I was going to say that hour that you sit there and play and just kind of, you know, goof around, it works its way out in your head, you assimilate it, yeah.
Yes, and so you assimilate it, and then it makes what you did before different. Maybe not better, you know, at least right now I'm not better.
But different.
And you know, you approach things differently. I find that I don't get bored playing tunes. I've played some of the same tunes for 20 years, and I don't get bored with them because every time I play them, I'm bringing something new to the table.
Yeah. You know, and you know, kind of play with it.
Yeah.
And see what you can do with it. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's kind of what drives you, is that you sit down and you're one with yourself. And I'm not saying that I'm a great person by any means, but I feel like I was more comfortable with myself than most were probably during the pandemic, because I mean, years on an instrument, you know, you have that kind of isolation time anyway. And I know I should probably play more guitar than interact with the world. That's how well I know myself, is that I'm much better at the guitar than I am human interaction.
How long have you been playing?
Longer than I haven't. So I've reached that point in my life where it's...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's coming up on 3 decades. So.
Okay. So you just outed yourself.
Yeah.
As to your age.
Yeah.
Tell me about your instrument.
This is a really, really, really cool, incredibly cheap instrument. We live in an interesting day and age where, as a musician, you can get really incredible what would cost an arm and a leg back in the early 1900s, because there were only a handful of companies making these things. Now it's, you can get these things for pretty cheap. But this is a 12-fret orchestra model guitar with a full scale length, so 25 and a half inch scale length. Really wide neck, and it's made by Recording King. So it's probably get it used for like $100 and something on the internet.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, that's, I couldn't even, I'm a fan of cheap instruments. I just feel like every house needs a guitar.
They do.
And books.
And a fireplace.
And a fireplace, yeah.
And then you're set.
I think we would be a much better world if every house had a guitar, a bookshelf filled with books, and a fireplace, yeah.
We're talking with our friend Billy Howell on Acoustic Interlude. You got you've got three more songs for us, right? Tunes, pieces.
Yeah, I do. Made it through that one. I recently went through a pretty introspective period, and I'm still kind of in it. Just kind of on the theme of that, the pandemic and us being alone, and all of us in that introspective period, you tend to find solace in music, right? As a musician, so. And there was a period I woke up one morning and I just grabbed my guitar and then this came out and I obviously didn't write it, but it's just what I was feeling and I still feel. And I think we all kind of feel, especially after the past few years, so. So I get to detune for this one, so I get a little story. So I mentioned before that I've played in restaurants for years, I found that was the best place to eat free food and really get to know a lot of people, and sit there while I was socially awkward, sit in a corner and play music, and then socialize and have friends and because without the music, I'm totally a weird guy. But I played at this restaurant from start to finish, opening night to closing night. They were open for a year, and I watched the business kind of, you know, start. It was like a bell curve, if you want to think about it, over that year. And then mid-year, it was hopping restaurant, and then by the end, it was over, and you could see it. There's this constant wave of things that just kind of maps out to life. And recently, even though I haven't played music in a while in restaurants, I was frequenting a coffee shop, Constant Coffee. That was my home away from home. And they closed their doors after 9 years. And so this is kind of, I've revisited this original tune and kind of updated it to, it's this constant wave of change, right? The only thing constant in life is change. And that's kind of the theme of this song. So,
Thanks for listening to Acoustic Interlude Sessions. Our guest today has been Billy Howell. All performances and interviews were recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonough. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
WUWF Public Media.